In the 1990s, coffee exploded in popularity in the United States. There were cafes and coffee shops opening all over the country. They became popular hangout spots, and that was reflected in TV shows like Friends. Well, the two companies that capitalized on the trend far more than any of the others, and likely even helped fuel it and maintain it to an extent, were Starbucks and Dunkin'. In October of 2025, Dunkin' became the fourth restaurant chain in the country to ever reach 10,000 locations, while Starbucks was one of the three that had already reached that milestone over a decade earlier, meaning most of us do not have to travel far to get to either one of these restaurants. Starbucks claims that they purchase 3% of the world's coffee supply each year, while Dunkin' claims to sell 2 billion cups of coffee each year, which comes out to 60 cups per second. Yeah, obviously these are both massive success stories centered around coffee. However, that might be the extent of the similarities. When it comes to running a business, Starbucks and Dunkin' are practically opposites, so in this video, I think it would be interesting to highlight some of the major differences between them. Starting out with geography, Starbucks is heavily associated with Seattle, Washington. That was the city of their first location back in 1971 and remains the location of their headquarters. While Dunkin' is heavily associated with Boston, Massachusetts, considering that their first location opened in Quincy all the way back in 1948, and their current headquarters is in Canton, both in the Boston area. As you might expect, Starbucks has been more common on the West Coast, while Dunkin' has been much more heavily concentrated on the East Coast. In fact, out of those 10,000 US locations, about 9,000 of them are east of the Mississippi River, and zero of them are found in Starbucks' home state of Washington or the surrounding states of Oregon or Idaho. Dunkin' believes that they can ultimately reach 20,000 US locations, which would likely require them to win over some of those areas currently dominated by Starbucks. Starbucks has 17,000 locations in the US, but their biggest expansion plans concern the rest of the world. Dunkin' opened their first restaurant outside of North America in Tokyo, Japan in 1970. That was technically before Starbucks even existed, while Starbucks opened their first overseas restaurant, also in Tokyo, Japan, in 1996. And over these past three decades, they have been so much more aggressive. Since 2018, the international locations have outnumbered the domestic ones. Compared to Dunkin', Starbucks currently has about 5 times as many locations outside of the US. My next comparison is going to be franchising, because Dunkin' is recognized as one of the earliest restaurants to franchise in a big way. Founder Bill Rosenberg started doing it in the 1950s, shortly after opening his fifth company-owned restaurant. And in 1960, he even helped organize the International Franchise Association, currently recognized as the oldest and largest franchising organization in the world, known for providing advice and guidance to all sorts of franchises. He has said, "In 1960, when franchising was in its infancy, most people looked upon it as an outcast or a misfit, but I believed it was the epitome of entrepreneurship and free enterprise." So he was obviously a big believer in it. And to this day, Dunkin' is over 99% franchised, meaning every Dunkin' that you have ever been to was likely not owned or operated by the central company, but rather a franchisee who is paying the central company for the right to do it. Now, Starbucks, on the other hand, has actively avoided franchising. However, around 7,000 of their US locations are operating under a license, like the ones that you find inside of a store or an airport or something like that, but the bigger ones that are on their own are very likely owned by the company. The reasoning is that they fear giving up control of the restaurants could harm the quality or the perception of the brand that they have worked so hard to build, leading me into the next comparison, the customers. Simply put, Dunkin' has a much more blue-collar, working-class customer base, and maybe the best way to exemplify this is by looking at the people who started the companies. Legend has it that Dunkin' founder Bill Rosenberg started working when he was 3 years old by selling ice from his tricycle. When he was 14 during the Great Depression, he dropped out of school so he could help support his family. When he was around 30, he started a food truck to serve factory workers that led to a donut shop that that ultimately became the business that we know today. In the 1980s, they had a big advertising campaign that centered around a hard-working man named Fred the Baker, intended to relate to their core customers. Whereas Starbucks was started by a magazine writer and two teachers who had a passion for premium coffee. In the 1980s, when Starbucks was still a very small retail operation, it was sold to Howard Schultz, who transformed it based on hiring coffee shops he had seen during a trip to Milan, Italy. In 2003, they acquired Seattle's Best Coffee for almost 20 years, and it served as their lower-grade, less expensive brand, before selling it in 2022. Today, Starbucks is known for a variety of specialty drinks that tend to be higher quality and higher priced when compared to Dunkin'. They say that their mission is to be the premier purveyor of the finest coffee in the world, inspiring and nurturing the human spirit, one person, one cup, and one neighborhood at a time. So you can see how their different approaches have helped build very different brand images that have attracted different customer bases. Next up on the list, I want to compare their focus on coffee. Again, Starbucks was started by three friends that were passionate about coffee, so by the time coffee was exploding in the 1990s, they were already well positioned, while Dunkin' had to make some adjustments. Entering that decade, donuts were by far their main focus, while coffee was considered to be more of a complement to those donuts. I mean, their mascot was Fred the Baker, not Fred the Barista. In 1989, they were even bought by the company who owned Baskin-Robbins, partially because ice cream and donuts were thought to be a logical pairing. But in 1995, they started expanding their coffee menu, first by offering flavored coffees like French vanilla and hazelnut. In 1997, they started selling iced coffee, like the Dunkin' Coolada. In 2000, the Dunkachino was introduced, followed by a line of espressos and lattes in 2003. Then in 2006, does anyone remember the Fritalian commercial, where they were essentially poking fun at the complexity of the menu at competing coffee chains like Starbucks? Perhaps Fritalian. Now I have that one stuck in my head again after not hearing it for almost 20 years. That was the same year, by the way, that they introduced their current slogan, America Runs on Dunkin', that is meant to emphasize their coffee sales. I mean, the most dramatic transition that I could mention happened in 2018, when they dropped the word donuts from their name to reflect the fact that they were a beverage-led, on-the-go brand. However, I think it is interesting that while Dunkin' was transitioning away from bakery toward coffee, Starbucks was kind of doing the opposite. It's not like baked goods were ever seen as all that promising during their existence, but they are a good complement to coffee and viewed as a logical way to expand. Just a few examples here would be in 2010, they introduced those cake pops that quickly became a hit in their stores. In 2012, they spent around $100 million to buy a chain of bakeries in San Francisco, and in 2017, they opened their first original bakery. So not nearly as extreme as the other way around, but you can see the similarities there. Going back to the list, I also want to compare the advertising between the two brands, because yet again, they have taken completely different approaches. Historically, Dunkin' has been pretty conventional. I know that I have been seeing Dunkin' commercials throughout my entire life. I even mentioned a few of them already in this video. They've had Super Bowl commercials featuring celebrities like Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, who are also from Boston. Whereas Starbucks has relied much more on word-of-mouth advertising, not even airing a single national TV commercial until 2007. The idea being that they would benefit more by directing that money toward the restaurants, things like music, decorations, employee training. They want to sell the experience more than the product by making it a third place to spend your time outside of your home and your workplace. If you have a great experience, maybe get to know the people that work there or the other customers, you are likely to return and maybe even tell your friends about it. Lately, Starbucks has reported some troubling sales figures, and their way to address it, yet again, is to focus mainly on the in-store experience. They're renovating and redesigning locations, trying to speed up the service by hiring more baristas, and encouraging people to stay longer by offering free refills. Finally, I want to compare the owners of these companies. Nothing too detailed, but I just want to point out that Starbucks has always been its own company, not really connected to any larger brands. Whereas Dunkin' has been part of a larger company since it was acquired in that 1989 deal that teamed it up with Baskin-Robbins. They've even went so far as to open combination buildings where you could buy your ice cream and donuts all in one place. They also acquired Mr. Donut around that time and gave those franchises the opportunity to convert them into Dunkin' Donuts. In 2006, those brands were sold to three private equity firms for $2.4 billion, and in 2020, they were sold to Inspire Brands for $11.3 billion, a company that was already the owner of a bunch of other national food brands. What I'm trying to get across here is that while Starbucks has been mostly independent, Dunkin' has been involved with many other large companies. I do want to mention before the end of this video that coffee continues to be a competitive business, maybe more now than ever before. Starbucks and Dunkin' naturally continue to compete with each other in addition to other national chains that sell coffee in a big way alongside their more popular menu items like McDonald's or Panera Bread. And on top of that, there are all these relatively new drive-through concepts like Dutch Bros or 7 Brew that have been really gaining traction. And Luckin Coffee, the biggest coffee chain in China, might become a factor in the US market considering it opened its first US locations in 2025. So clearly a lot going on there that could potentially shake up the industry one day. Let me know in the comments, which of these chains do you prefer and what do you like about it? Is it something I mentioned on my list, or maybe you have something that should be added to it? In your experience, what are the biggest differences between the brands, and what do you predict for the future? Will they continue to be as dominant, or will one of these smaller competitors find a way to catch up to them? Really quick, I want to remind you that I have covered both of these companies with their own videos in the past, so I recommend watching those if you want to hear more about the individual stories. And any other thoughts you have about Starbucks or Dunkin', leave them in the comments. I'd like to hear what you have to say. Thank you for watching.